You don't have to cross a picket line to get to the movies this weekend. Mark Jordan Ligon is here with his weekly look at what the critics think of the new movies, Slate's Summary Judgment.
The Coen brothers have made everything from the quirky comedy Raising Arizona to the gangster flick Miller's Crossing, and this time they've adapted Cormac McCarthy's gritty novel No Country for Old Men, which focuses on a desperate man who finds a stolen cache of drugs and money and tries to keep it for himself. Tommy Lee Jones and Javier Bardem star.
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you?
Nope.
I think you do. So this is what I'll offer. You bring me the money and I'll let her go. That's the best deal you're going to get. I won't tell you you can save yourself, because you can't.
This is easily one of the best-reviewed movies of the year. Rolling Stone calls No Country for Old Men an indisputably great movie. Entertainment Weekly cheers a stirring success, and the Christian Science Monitor raves, I haven't seen a stronger or better American movie all year. If there's any truth to the rumor that movie stars cluster in threes, you'll find it in Lions for Lambs, because Robert Redford, Tom Cruise, and Meryl Streep have all gathered to present this story of two American soldiers wounded in Afghanistan and the politician, the professor, and the journalist who try and figure out what really happened.
What I can say is that this strategy has patience and determination at its core. And if it takes 10 years, that's how long we stay. We do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
The critics feel like throwing the lamb to the lions. Even though Empire Magazine calls it smart, accessible, and compelling, most of the other critics agree with Variety, which sighs, uses a lot of words to say nothing new, and New York Magazine complains that with all the politically themed movies of late, Lions for Lambs is the clunkiest, windiest, and roughest of the lot. And it wouldn't be early November without a Christmas movie being released, right? Aren't you already in the mood for a Yuletide comedy? No? Well, tough, because here comes the wide release of Fred Claus. Vince Vaughn plays the older ne'er-do-well brother of Santa Claus, and after bailing Fred out of jail, makes him come to the North Pole to help out at the toy shop and try and turn his life around. And Paul Giamatti joins a long, distinguished list of character actors who have played Saint Nick.
What the heck is Mom doing in the house here, huh? I want you to be really honest with me right now. Does she know I'm here?
You know, call me crazy, but my mom comes and visits me for the holidays every year, okay?
Yeah, but I'm not going in there, Nick, because I don't visit with Mom for the holidays, and I don't for good reason.
Not to be a Grinch, but the critics pretty much say, bah, humbug. Premier Magazine likes it, calling it silly, heartwarming, and fun. But The Hollywood Reporter begs to differ, grumbling, it isn't just not funny, it's off-putting. And the Village Voice snarls, the exceptional cast is an embarrassment of riches for a script this thin and full of slick sentimentality. Hey, that's hard when you have a family member who's a holiday icon. I went to high school with Daryl Cupid, and his younger brother was Cupid, and man, it's really humiliating when you can't get a date to the prom and your brother is, like, Cupid. So they had a real falling out, but I hear they patched things up after both their divorces. Yep, even Cupid himself is divorced, and the wife... She got the house, the car, the wings, the arrows, everything.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer who occasionally plays Cupid in Los Angeles.